Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio. I'm your host, Sparkplug, publisher of Atlanta's People You Need to Know Business Guide, the publication which celebrates women in business by giving them tremendous recognition, unrivaled respect, great opportunities, energetic encouragement, and a stronger brand identity in Metro Atlanta and beyond. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with Ms. Natalie Ellis about the 10 ways to break the stigma of mental health. Our guest today is a native of Port-au-Prince, Haiti. She is a graduate of Georgia School of Professional Psychology in the year 2000 with a master's in professional counseling. Today, she is the founder of Esteem Counseling and Consulting Services, LLC, a private practice agency providing mental health services, training, workshop, supervision, and consultation to the community, mental health organizations, and other mental health professions. We are so proud and honored to have on the phone today one of the newest members of the People You Need to Know Business Guide Network, Ms. Natalie Ellis. Welcome to Sparkplug Radio.
Thank you so much, Sparkplug. I'm so happy to be here today and talk about such an important topic. Thank you for inviting me.
All right. So you doing all right today?
I'm doing wonderful.
All right. Well, let's get right into it, okay?
Yes, definitely.
All right. Well, Ms. Ellis, please tell our listeners, what's the mission of your business?
Yes, so my business, it's called Esteem Counseling and Consulting Services, and this is a practice, this is my private practice that I started 6 years ago, with 2019, about 7 years ago now, wow. And the mission of my business, Esteem, stands for Empower Self Through Enrichment, Education, and Motivation. And again, utilizing my counseling skills, utilizing mental health services, I'm all about empowering others to be their best, to educate, to empower, and motivate them to be their best. So that's pretty much my mission.
All right. Well, congratulations once again for 7 years in business.
Thank you.
Well, to be perfectly clear, tell our listening audience, what is mental health?
So mental health is emotional, psychological, and social well-being, okay? And a lot of that can be contributed to our life experiences, such as our genes or our brain our brain chemistry, and some of that can also be contributed to our family history. But it's all about emotional, psychological, and social well-being.
Okay. So why break the stigma of mental health?
Well, first let's talk about the definition of stigma. So according to Webster, the definition of stigma is a mark of disgrace or reproach towards an individual. And so many times in our society, and in most societies, people who are different, including mental health, are viewed as different. And so there's a lot of hate and discrimination and reproach and disgrace towards those individuals. And when we start to break the stigma of mental health, what I believe is then it allows people permission to get help, to be aware of their own mental health and to get the help that they need. One thing that I've heard a long time ago and I continue to use, when we break the silence, we break the shame, we break the stigma. And so we need to break the stigma in order for people to get the help that they need.
Well, let's get right into it then. What are your first three ways to break the stigma?
Well, my first three ways, again, going back to break the silence, I believe it's important that we talk about it, right? And so talking about mental health in non-judgmental way. And so, again, our language that we use regarding mental health is important. First, it's important that we talk about it openly, right? And so, again, because there's a lot of shame and stigma surrounded mental health, we oftentimes experiencing whatever we're experiencing, you know what, we don't want to let anybody know. And so with that, then the stigma continues. And so it's important to talk about it. So that's one. The other thing, too, it's important to be educated with ourselves about what mental health is, educate ourselves about it, as well as educating others and educating the public. So that's the other piece of it. is education in regards to mental health and mental health services out there. And the other thing, the third thing I would say right now is being aware. And we could go into awareness in so many ways, but awareness and self-awareness is really important. And part of that awareness is truly about being honest with ourselves in regards to our own mental health. And once we can do that, then that also gives permission to be empathetic towards others too. Okay, so those are my first three ways: talking about it, educating ourselves about it, and just being more aware about mental health.
All right. Well, what about the next three ways?
So the next three ways, I would say validating. So validating our own experiences as well as those of others. We oftentimes dismiss what we go through as, oh, it's no big deal. And then when others, of course, are sharing their own thing, ah, it's no big deal, or you suck it up, or you know what, stop crying or deal with it. So, but taking the time to validate what somebody's experiencing goes a long way, you know. And again, when people can validate that, then again, that gives people permission. Oh, I can feel what I feel. And with that, I can feel what I feel. I can get the help that I need, or I can get the services that I need. But when people are dismissed, we often think, oh, my God, this is not something I could talk about. Let me just keep it to myself. So validation is a big thing, empowering others. And again, all this is my mission. And so it's important to empower others to share, to talk about mental health, to be honest and open about their experiences. So empowering others is the fifth thing. And the sixth thing I would say is to challenge others when we're noticing that they are discriminating, or they are stigmatizing, or they're talking down to, or they're putting down others in regards to mental health, or when they're doing that to ourselves. So challenging ourselves too, as well as challenging others when we're noticing that there's language or action in regards to stigmatism in regards to mental health.
Okay.
What I would say to the next three things. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the 10 ways to break the stigma is to talk about it, to educate,
yes,
be aware,
mm-hmm,
validate,
yes,
empower,
mm-hmm,
others,
mm-hmm,
challenge others, and you,
yes,
have another three ways to break the stigma. What are they?
Yes, so I would say the next three ways to motivate. Right, so we got to definitely motivate ourselves again to get the services and to do something about what's going on with ourselves. Again, the more we can be open and honest and to motivate ourselves to do what we need to do, we can see change. Okay. The other thing too is about accessibility. So a lot of this is primarily for the providers out there, in terms of breaking the stigma. It's making sure people have access. Again, if there's not enough talk about this thing, there's not enough services about this thing, there's not enough support about this thing, so in people's mind, oh, my God, there must not be enough, so that must not be something a lot of people go through. When, contrary, a lot of people are going through mental health challenges. And so making sure that there's services accessible to individuals, whether it's through the treatment, whether it's through insurance, whether it's through medication, whether it's making sure there's providers out there that are qualified to work with these individuals. So accessibility is another thing. I would say then support, having a great support network is a great way to break the stigma as well. When you're around people that validates you, that empowers you, that understands you, that educates you, that challenges you to be your best, that's having a great support network, and that helps with breaking the stigma as well. Is that all 10 things, Sparkplug?
That's 9. So you say you had a final way to break the stigma of mental health.
That's what I do. Compassion, showing compassion, self-compassion as well as compassion for others. You know, that's not something we often have. We don't have, and that's something I see a lot with my clients. A lot of my clients don't have self-compassion. They tend to have compassion for others more than they do for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But compassion is something that we need to really be showing in the act of compassion, because then when we're able to put ourselves in somebody else, should be able to empathize and validate what other people are experiencing. Again, that allows them permission, that gives them permission to talk about it, to get the help, to not feel judged, to not feel dismissed, And so that would be the 10th thing I would say.
Well, I mean, and these are really good, and I definitely want to give you an opportunity to talk a little bit more in depth about some of them. So let's at least three or four of them. Let's talk a little bit more. Which one would you like to talk about? Would you like to the first one, talk about it, educate,
mm-hmm.
being aware,
mm-hmm.
validate, empowering others, challenging
mm-hmm.
others, motivating
mm-hmm.
ourselves, accessibility,
mm-hmm.
the support
mm-hmm.
network, or compassion? Let's talk a little bit more in depth about a few of those. Which ones would you like to talk about first?
Oh, man, talk about all of them. You know what, one of the things I believe in terms of just awareness, let's talk about self-awareness. And again, all
okay.
these things can be related to what we can do for ourselves as well as with others, right, and for others. Because, again, where's the example? You know, that's something I tell people. So it's not about, you know what, you need to do something different. You need to stop stigmatizing. But, again, yes, you need to do that. But at the same time, I got to make sure that I'm also not doing that, right? So there's a saying, be the change you want to see. The change we want to see starts with us. So, again, the work that we're asking other people to do, we have to be able to do. So the awareness is a big thing because, again, if I feel shame, if I feel silence, if I feel the stigma, then I'm going to continue to exhibit that and I'm going to continue to pass that on, right? And so then other people also will feel the shame, feel the silence, feel the stigma. And so being aware of what I'm doing and what's going on with me. And so in regards to breaking the stigma, so individuals who are facing their own mental health, their experiences, being honest with how their experiences have impacted their lives, have impacted who they are today and their functioning. And we are impacted. There's research out there. One particular research is called the Adverse Childhood Experiences, which was done by Kaiser, Permanente, and CDC back in the 80s. And this is a study that continues to be done throughout the years. And what they look at is 10 different components in regards to adverse experiences, emotional abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse, substance abuse, there's domestic violence. They look at all these questions and they ask individuals, have you ever experienced this before the age of 18? That's critical. Before the age of 18, have you experienced these things? And it asks these 10 questions and it's a yes or no. And the more yes people answered, puts them at higher risk of mental health issues, higher risk of physical health issues, higher risk of substance abuse, higher risk of, again, physical health, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart diseases, all those things. And so it's important that self-awareness because, again, there is a strong connection with mind and body. Mental health and physical health goes hand in hand. There's no one without the other and vice versa. And so our mental health do impact our physical and our physical impacts our mental. And it's important to just be aware of all those components so that we could make the necessary changes. So awareness is one of the things that I wanted to talk about. And when I talk to clients about becoming self-aware, I talk about recognizing emotions. What's your emotions like? Recognizing your behaviors. Right, and recognizing your thinking patterns, recognizing your body sensations, recognizing those different components and being aware of those different components and how do they impact or influence one another. So that's an important step to the
Well, one I really like is empowering others. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yes. It's important to empower and not shame. There's a saying that says, shame says, because I am flawed, I am unacceptable. Grace says, though I am flawed, I am cherished, right? And so we tend to shame because something is different, because someone's not doing things the way, you know, I want them to do it, or though they're different from this, or whatever the difference is, or the out of the norm this is, then there tends to be shame that goes along with that in terms of they're different. And with that, we put people in categories. And so rather than focus on that and shaming them, ways to empower them, empowering the difference, empowering, oh, this is something that you have going on. How do we get you to be your best despite that. Because, again, our diagnosis, when individuals have mental health challenges and they have a diagnosis, or when they're going through whatever they're going through, that's not all that defines them. You know, there's so much more to individuals. But then, again, when we're faced with those stigmas, we believe the stigma is what defines who we are, when that's not the case, right? So we empower them to be their best in so many aspects of their life. So we have a responsibility for ourselves to do that for ourselves as well as for people around us. Yes.
Well,
let's see.
One thing. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
No. I was going to talk about another one.
Okay, go ahead.
I think it's a big thing. Accessibility to services.
Okay.
Again, part of my practice is making sure that people educated about mental health, right? And so I'm in social media talking about mental health. I try to normalize that this is what we go through in terms of mental health challenges is what any of us can go through. This is not for just some of us. It's for all of us, right? And so there's different degrees of how we experience it, sure. Right. And so talking about it and making it be present in normal life is something that I try to do with accessibility to the public through my social media. I have this segment called Ask the Therapist that I do on Wednesdays at noon on Instagram Live, where it gives people opportunity to ask questions in regards to mental health. So I do that. But also in my practice, I take most insurances because, again, people have insurances and they need to use it. So I understand that and I get that. So making sure I can take insurance, making sure I take EAP, employee assistance programs. If people use that, I could take that. So, you know, however way I can make this service be accessible for individuals, I try to do that because that's important. Because when they're saying, when they're recognizing, you know what, I finally need help, and they call and they get me on the phone, I want to be able to say, yes, I can help you. And if not, here is somebody that can help you. Right. But then when they're struggling with finding help, then that also creates more of shame, more stigma, and the need to give up or not wanting to continue to seek help. And so I want to make sure that people have access to services. Okay.
All right. Well, talk a little bit about motivating ourselves. I remember in your office the first time I walked in there, you had all kind of positive quotes all over your wall. And so motivating yourself is something you take very seriously, and share with our listening audience why they should motivate themselves as well.
Yes. So motivating self and motivating others is really, really, really important because, again, when we are facing with the challenges of mental health, you know, oftentimes, again, we get stuck on the challenge, right? We get stuck on the difficulties of this or the negative of this, or the worst part about this. We get stuck on all the bad or the negative of that. And so it's important that we motivate ourselves to look beyond and do the things that can motivate us to get through it, to get past it. And if that requires seeking professional help, then it's doing that. If it's seeking help through the church, then making sure we do that. And so motivating ourselves to take the steps to be healthy is really, really important and not stay stuck in that negative cycle.
And what about validation? Because we live in an age where people are almost being validated every day. What about validation when it comes to mental health and breaking that stigma?
You said we live in a world where people do get validated every day?
I've seen people feel like they're getting validated every day from social media, from the likes to follows. You know, it's all about validation. How does that work into breaking the stigma of mental health?
Oh, sure. Yes. Validation is important, right? And so you're right, because of the things that individuals have experienced, right? So some people seek validation through others. And that's an important thing to look at, right? And so we're all different. And so when I get clients who seek a lot of their validation from others, we talk about that. We talk about where does that come from, right? And so, again, there's a lot of individuals in their upbringing who didn't necessarily get validation, right? So let's take a simple example. When a baby's born and the baby's learning to walk, what happens? The people around the baby tell the baby, good job, right? The baby the baby sees the smile. So the validation comes in so many ways in terms of support. The baby sees people are smiling, people are supporting them, and that's what that'll encourage baby, oh, that must be something good. Let me go ahead and continue to take that step and continue to take that step, right? And then part of that, too, as the baby continues to experience their own thing, they learn, they get motive validation for themselves. They learn to self-validate. Oh, okay, I can do this. I can do this. I can do this. So validation, again, when I am feeling something, is what I'm feeling, can that be validated? And so, again, each individual feels their own thing. I cannot, because you come to me and tell me you're feeling this, I cannot say, oh, you know what? What you're feeling doesn't make any sense. I don't know why you feel that, which sometimes people get in their environment, right? And so when people can know what they feel is validated, now it doesn't make it, it doesn't mean other people can feel, get it, or other people understand. However, when they can know that what they feel is what they feel and what can they do about that, right, is important. Because when we feel validated, then we know that gives us permission to work through whatever emotions, whatever behaviors, whatever things going on with us. It's important versus dismissing. Because when we don't validate, that means we're dismissing something. But yeah, I think the other key thing in terms of social media where people are feel validated through their likes, that's a whole other type of dynamic that continues to happen, because again, when we're constantly seeking validation from others, that's something else, right? Because we got to be able to self-validate as well.
Well, is there anything our listeners can do right now to break the stigma of mental health?
Now, what I would say right now is definitely to talk about it, you know, talk about it and be compassionate with others. And by talking about it is if you yourself is experiencing mental challenges, is experiencing some type of mental health issue, is to say, you know what, I am experiencing this. And this is how I'm getting help for it, or this is what I'm doing about it, versus feeling we have to keep it to ourselves. We have to keep it secret. We have to not talk about it. Because, again, the other thing that happens when we don't validate what we go through, when we dismiss what we go through, we kind of put everything in a box. So imagine inside of our bodies we have this cabinet, this box, right? Every time we experience things, good or bad, the memories, the experiences, the feelings, everything regarding that experience, we kind of put in that box, right? And so when they're negative, when the experience is full of a negative emotion or whatever's going on, we're still putting in the box without discussion, without processing, which is what happens because it's a distressing situation. It's an uncomfortable situation. It's something that hurts. So oftentimes we just want to go away. And so we do that by putting it somewhere, putting it in a box. Well, the thing is, as long as we're living, we get a lot of those experiences. You know, we get some of those experiences throughout our lives. Right? And guess what happens to that cabinet, that box? It gets full. It gets full. And when it gets full, guess what? This is emotionally. It's full. It's an invisible full, but that fullness begins to weigh on our bodies. It begins to weigh on our minds. It begins to weigh us down, which is where the mental health stuff, again, we talk about emotional, psychological, and social well-being and multiple factors, right? So our life experiences is contributing to that. Our genetics is contributing to that. Our family history is contributing to that. So depending on where we are in those different spectrums, that box or that cabinet can get full really quickly. It may take a long time to get full. It all depends. Either way, it will get full. Many times when people are experiencing challenges, it's because that box is too full. It's too much to handle, and they got to figure out how to handle it. And part of figuring out how to handle it is we got to go through it. And we got to take stuff out, and you know, and that becomes really important in terms of therapy. And that's what therapy with a lot of my clients is. It's opening up that box, and we got to go through the stuff. And when you have people who's coming in front of me, 20s, however old or young, and depending on their experiences, what all that happens with them, we're unloading, taking stuff up from the top. From the, you know, and then we're going digging. They got stuff that's been, imagine the trash can, right? So I use this example a lot too, a trash can, right? Because the trash begins to smell, begins to overflow. And we try to stuff things down that trash can. right? And there's probably stuff in that trash can that smells that's been in there for years, for a long time. Do something about that. Just because we're it's in the box and we've kind of put it behind our head doesn't mean it's not impacting the body and the mind and the soul. It is. It is.
Well, Ms. Ellis.
It is. Yes.
Now, you stay pretty busy getting your message out, and I commend you on that. Any upcoming events you'd like to tell us about?
Yes. So tomorrow I have an upcoming event called Living Your Best Life. So myself and three other colleagues are talking about ways to live your best life. And so we're going to be addressing traumatic events, and how to get past some of that. We're going to talk about forgiveness and ways to forgive. We're going to talk about coping with grief and loss. And then we're also going to talk about ways to maintain healthy relationships. So we're going to do that at Clayton State University. We'll be starting at 9 a.m., and it's Living Your Best Life. And so hopefully some people could go there. If you need to reach out to me for that, just contact me through Instagram, through my social media, my website, www.esteemcounselingandconsultingservices.com, and I'll give you more information about that workshop.
All right. Repeat that information about how they can connect with you.
Yes. And so my name is, again, Natalie Ellis, and I have a social media, Facebook page, Instagram, and it's Esteem Counseling Services is on my Facebook and Instagram. And people can reach me on my website as well, www.esteemcounselingservices.com.
All right. Well, before we bring this interview to a close, please tell our listeners why you decided to advertise your business in Atlanta's People You Need to Know business guide.
Just, again, to continue to educate more, the more I could reach more people, the better, in terms of breaking the stigma of mental health. So I love doing these type of shows. I love talking about mental health. Again, the more I could talk about it, the more we could try to normalize it, and people could say, oh, you know what, I'm going through this. Let me seek help. Let me talk to somebody about that, so that it doesn't become a bigger issue than what it needs to be. And so this is a great platform, and People to People is a great platform to just get the information out there, get the conversation starting in regards to mental health. So I'm very honored to be a part of that platform and to advertise my business there.
All right. Well, Ms. Natalie Ellis, founder of Esteem Counseling and Consulting Services, LLC, thanks for spending some of your most valuable and precious time with us today.
Well, thank you so much. I enjoyed it. Spark Plug, thank you.
All right. Well, you've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on Metro Atlanta women business owners. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. If you'd like for me to speak at your conference, meeting, or event, please email your request to sparkplugpeople@gmail.com. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another delightful job behind the scenes. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Spark Plug Radio. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, America's ambassador for women business owners, reminding you that you are the person who has to decide whether you'll do it or toss it aside. You are the person who makes up your mind, whether you'll lead or linger behind. Whether you try for a goal that is far or be content to stay where you are, take it or leave it, there's something to do. Just think it over. It's all up to you. Spark Plug Radio is a proud promoter of Esteem Counseling and Consulting Services, LLC. We'll see you next time.